It's just after 2 o'clock on day 12, Wednesday, 28th of May. I'm about 35k southeast of Normanton, which is on the bottom of the Gulf of Carpentaria, if you've got a map of Australia. I've been riding, I started late this morning from the town of Croydon, where I was last night. Got about 120 kilometres up now since leaving Croydon. The road has been perfectly flat the entire way, with unbroken savanna, lightly timbered, mostly small trees and long brown grass as far as I can see, which isn't very far in both directions. Occasionally see cattle wandering around, Brahman cattle. Quite a few termite mounds of different shapes, some big round ones, others sort of like the spires of a medieval castle. Not really big yet, like you get further north and west, up to about a metre high. I'm not a naturalist, so I can't really tell you what kinds of trees they are, but there's a variety. They're not all the same. Some have got yellow blossom on. Some of them are obviously eucalypts. And then there are other scrubby ones. I want to say acacias, but I'm not sure. There's almost no traffic on this road. Maybe a couple of trucks since I left, and a caravan or a four-wheel drive with a trailer go past every now and then. I'm definitely in the country of wave to every motorist you see. Everybody waves. I guess it's a sign of solidarity in the forbidding outback. There is water around. I'm just crossing a little bridge now. It's a sort of a lagoon. Not that far from the Gulf here. I don't imagine there's crocodiles in these waterways, but I guess it's possible. It was a long, hard ride from Georgetown to Croydon last night. My right Achilles tendon was swollen up like I had a case of elephantitis. When I got there, the tendon was very sore. I could barely walk. And generally wasn't all that happy. Was even less happy when I discovered that having arrived at 8:15 and been told that they probably would be able to find me something to eat, they introduced me to the cook who'd just knocked off, and it was pretty clear that nothing was going to be made for me that night. And not only that, there was a takeout food joint about 100 metres away, and they'd just closed as well. They didn't even really sell snacks behind the bars, although one of the barmaids took pity on me and gave me a bowl of peanuts to eat when I bought a large bottle of soft drink to rehydrate. The barmaids were both backpackers, I would say, with strong foreign accents, getting a taste of life in a real outback pub. The pub was sort of pretty much, well, almost open air. Sort of had long concrete breezeways and so on, designed to catch any breeze in the hot weather, but with all the concrete and stone around, keep things reasonably cool. There's a fairly boisterous bunch in the bar when I checked in, but they didn't really pay much attention to me. And I was given a cabin, or a donga, they call them. It's like a prefab hut used for construction camps. Pretty basic room, shed, bathrooms, showers and stuff, but okay, quite clean. So I decided that I wasn't going to be able to leave until I could do a shop this morning and get breakfast there, because my next supply point is going to be the Birkenwells Roadhouse, which is 350 kilometres from Croydon, as I said, I've done about 120 of that. I could resupply by detouring into Normanton, which is about 7k off my route, meaning a 14k round trip. But I've decided that I don't need to do that. It'll cost me probably at least an hour by the time I get in there and have something to eat and buy and whatever. So I had a cooked breakfast at the cafe this morning and then went into the attached small grocery store and loaded up enough of what I think will get me to Burke and Wills Roadhouse. Just for your information, I'm carrying about 3 litres of water, or I set out carrying about 3 litres of water, 2.5 litres of Coca-Cola, a litre of Powerade, that's my my fluids, packet of jelly snakes, fairly large one, packet of jelly beans, another packet of sort of jelly lollies, jelly sweets, 6 small muesli bars, 6 small fruit bars, packet of shortbread biscuits, and 2 blocks of chocolate. My goal would be to get at least 250 kilometres done today, which would leave me 100 kilometres short of the roadhouse. Stop by the road somewhere, get up early enough to arrive at the roadhouse about the time that they open, and get breakfast and resupply then for the next long stretch to Cloncurry, which is where I'll probably stop tomorrow night. The closer I can get to the roadhouse, given that I will stop at Cloncurry tomorrow night, the less I have to do tomorrow, the more chance of an early day and a bit of a sleep. But we'll see how it goes. At the moment I've got a sort of slight following breeze, but when I get to the junction of the road from Normanton south towards Cloncurry, which is about 20-25 kilometres in front of me, I then turn southwards and there's a good chance this will be a headwind, or feel like a headwind anyway. So another 100 kilometres into a headwind might be enough. On the other hand, if I'll be riding, it'll be getting dark in another 3 hours, 4 hours. Generally as it gets darker, the winds die down, and given that I didn't get up until about 6:30 this morning, I shouldn't get too tired too early, and maybe I'll be able to cover a bit of ground in the better conditions after the sun goes down. Anyway, I'll see how I go. I'll probably make another recording as the sun goes down. That's it for now.